Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who's calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
First pitch to Ian Happ. Hit in the air, deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Back by the wall. Gone! Swinging a drive right center field and deep. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Kyle Tucker with a long ball. Bounced weakly to first. Fielded by Bush. Underhand feed to Hodge. Cubs win the ball game. The Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals.
Welcome back. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. That was, of course, Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Zach Zaidman coming to you from St. Louis. And the Cubs just with a whooping of the Cardinals. That's how you respond. Like, that's how you're able to come back after what happened in the first two games. And Ian Happ said on the first pitch, "What's up, Eric Fetty? I'm going to take this out of the yard." And then the Cubs proceeded to do so again and again and again. It was Reese McGuire. It was Ian Happ. It was also Ian Happ with the RBIs, by the way. It was Kyle Tucker chipping in with his 49th RBI of the season. Michael Bush with RBI number 45. Matt Schaub, number 10. And the Cubs end up with an 8-0 win and now have a chance to at least split the series today on The Score against the St. Louis Cardinals.
What's crazy is that before that, Ian Happ was 1-for-11 career against Eric Fetty. He wasn't trying to wait around to see what was going to happen. First pitch, I'm setting the tone. But more important than the fact that the Cubs jumped out to a lead, because scoring has not been much of an issue during this dark stretch in which they lost 5 out of 6 games. The thing that gave me peace and solace, and apparently eventually made Dustin William Rhodes bored watching this game.
I know, he said that this morning.
I was like, all right, Dustin, we get it.
Hot garbage.
You're never going to be happy. The bottom of the first, because in the bottom of the first inning, I watched quickly as Matthew Boyd went out and said, oh, y'all been having issues with those shutdown innings? Watch this. 1, 2, 3, and on to the second.
Right.
And in the second inning, the Cubs scored 3 runs. And in the third inning, the Cubs tagged on another run. In the fourth inning, they scored 2 more runs. In the fifth inning, they scored another run. They scored in each of the first 5 innings. And every time they scored, Matthew Boyd went out there and said, nothing for you. Nothing for you.
And that's how you end up winning 8-0. And after losing 8-2 the previous day, I know that these are the games that Jed Hoyer, for example, says that's how you measure the success of your team is by these blowout wins. I don't necessarily agree with all of it, just because if we're watching every day, you can kind of see the moments where certain teams will struggle and where they won't. But that's the kind of game, again, if we're talking about thought process, which is the theme today, that's the kind of game which encourages him. You know, Kyle Tucker also getting in on the home run party the way he did. The heart of your lineup also doing work, except for Seiya Suzuki, but cool, because when everybody else has multi-hit games, you end up with 11. I know I said I loved Eric Fetty yesterday, by the way. I did love him for the Sox, and I thought that they should have gotten more in that trade. But I'm glad to see that at least he helped the Cubs out yesterday with that performance.
It's fine. It's fine. You know who else helped out the Cubs yesterday?
Yes.
The White Sox.
Yes.
Avoid the sweep. Just get a dub over Arizona. Get a dub over some of these teams. Sometimes just not getting swept is enough for the White Sox.
Are you kidding? That would be a .333 win percentage, which would be higher than they had had last season.
It would be, because last year was more like a .250. But this Cubs team, they had to have the dub, right? And as I'm watching Matthew Boyd go out there, inning after inning, throwing zero after zero, one thing rings true in my mind. I'm like, this guy really doesn't struggle much, does he? So I went to the game log because I was like, I know I feel it, and I know he's pitched well lately, but I need to like actually take a look.
Let's look at the game log.
And so when I look at the game log, I see 16 starts after last night. The Cubs, they're only 8-8 in his starts, which isn't, you know, anything to...
No, that's not ideal.
No, it's not. But when you look at his game log, you realize this man has made 16 starts, and only once has he given up more than 3 runs in any of those starts. And you, that start, he gave up 4 runs. That is the model of consistency that leads me to believe Matthew Boyd is the most consistent player on the Cubs roster, not named Drew Pomeranz, because he hasn't given up a run. So,
and you're not saying pitcher. You're saying
player, most consistent player. You know what you're getting from a guy who is now 7-3 on the season, a 2.65 ERA, 82 strikeouts in 91 2/3 innings, only 21 walks, a nice, crispy, clean whip this season of 1.102.
That works.
And giving up 1 home run per 9 innings. I'm good with that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right, and as we saw with the contrast of Jameson Taillon yesterday, just how far and away the game can get from you when you give up those home runs, especially if there's a slight walk, and that's what happened. You know, there's only 2 walks issued, but when you've got guys on, that's how the runs add up. I feel like that's a very fair compliment. I asked the question in our pre-show meeting, and I think Matt Boyd has become, until we see what happens out of Shota, for example, today, he's the de facto stopper. It's not Jameson Taillon, even though we know he's done what he can and we understand his role on this team. It's been Matt Boyd. What impresses me so much isn't just the renaissance that he has had. It's how he's been able to do it in these different ways. We talk a lot about pitchers learning how to pitch and not throw over the course of their careers. Matt Boyd famously was one of the strikeout leaders, you know, at the trade deadline of Major League Baseball in 2019. I know he attracted a lot of attention when he was with Detroit at the time. But you're seeing a different style now out of him and a different strategy, but one that is successful. So when I consider that and put it all together in this way where we saw what we saw out of him yesterday, where he goes 6 innings, gives up just 3 hits, and has those 3 strikeouts, you've got to like what you see. The no walks issued is just incredible, too. And the Cubs yesterday didn't issue a single walk as a pitching staff.
I know you're saying he's been de facto since the absence of Shota Imanaga, but...
And I guess fairly Justin Steele. You know, you have to factor Steele in, too.
No. To be clear, Imanaga is the stopper on the staff. They're only 5-3 in his starts this year, but that's just a smaller sample size. But since this man got to the Cubs... They're 28-9 in a game he starts. That is an immensely powerful record to have when a pitcher takes the mound.
Yeah, I'm also still. This was going to be a different season for me watching Shota, just because the league has developed more of a book on him, and we did see a little bit more of an aberration in the later part of last year. You know, he had a couple of stumbles and we talked about those. Even just him walking 4 batters against the Dodgers. I know it's Japan, but these are just things you pay attention to when you're trying to pick up on patterns. That's all I'm trying to see. We know he's going to be limited today too in his work. That seems to be the understanding. You can hear that game coming up later today. We've got pregame with Zach Zaidman here on the Score starting at 12:40 as Shota returns to the mound. Pregame coverage is at that time. First pitch is at 1:15. On the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We get back to basketball talk. We still got a lot of texts coming in our text line and a lot of feedback. So who better to give that feedback to and shoot the breeze with, so to speak, than Joe Cowley, the Bulls beat reporter for the Sun-Times. He asked a lot of the questions we heard of Mark Eversley yesterday. He joins us next on Raheemy and Harris on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.